From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information after an explosion in the Manhattan neighborhood of Chelsea injured 29 people late Saturday. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill at a news conference Sunday morning.
We've recovered video from both scenes, and we're continuing to canvass for witnesses and additional video. And we're looking to speak to anyone in the vicinity of either location last night.
He says an additional 1,000 police and National Guard troops will be patrolling the city's public transportation system. The bomb detonated in a bustling neighborhood as world leaders arrive in New York for the United Nations General Assembly this week. Well, the New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in a New Jersey beach town Saturday, 135 kilometers away. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
No injuries were reported, but authorities in Seaside Park, New Jersey, called off the Seaside Semper Five, a 5-kilometer race meant to raise money for U.S. military personnel. The FBI is leading the investigation, but officials have not said whether they believe the blast was an act of terrorism.
Authorities are trying to determine if all three of the incidents are connected, and that third incident would be also not including elsewhere. An FBI official says a man in a private security uniform stabbed 9 people at a Minnesota shopping mall, reportedly asking one victim if they were Muslim before an off-duty police officer shot and killed him in an attack the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for. None of the 9 people stabbed in Saturday night's attack received life-threatening wounds. The FBI is still digging into the attacker's background and any possible motives. This is VOA. Donald Trump's most prominent supporters insisted Sunday that he's put the burden of birtherism behind him with his concession that President Obama was born in the United States. But like their candidate, they tried to blame Hillary Clinton's campaign for peddling the false rumor that Obama was born elsewhere. As Clinton accepted an award Saturday from the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, she talked about what she believes is at stake in this election.
It's not about golf course promotions or birth certificates. It comes down to who will fight for the forgotten, who will invest in our children, and who will really have your back in the White House.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, in Houston, Texas, Saturday vowed to rid the U.S. of undocumented immigrants who have committed murder. Trump accused Clinton of not enforcing immigration laws while she was Secretary of State, when he says she failed to suspend visas to countries that don't take back their citizens.
They've warned that Hillary Clinton's plan would put the entire country in grave danger. I fully understand that. They called it radical, deeply dangerous, and warned it would trigger an unprecedented national crisis.
Trump's remarks came at the first ever conference hosted by the Rembrandt Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by undocumented immigrants. But the nonprofit organization has critics who contend it uses victims' families to promote a political agenda. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, says the group is helping to advance the agenda of the organized nativist movement in the United States, which it says tries to, quote, demonize immigrants in general, whether documented or not. Fuel supplies in at least 5 U.S. states are threatened by a gasoline pipeline spill in Alabama, and the U.S. Department of Transportation has ordered the company responsible to take corrective action before the fuel starts flowing again. Colonial Pipeline Company must conduct testing and analysis on the failed section of the pipeline. The company says more than 300,000 gallons of gasoline have leaked since the spill was first detected September 9th. It's unclear when the spill actually started. The pipeline section that failed runs from Mississippi to Alabama. In Los Angeles, police are asking Emmy's nominee or attendees to remain vigilant in the wake of the explosions in New York and New Jersey. Police say there are no known credible threats to security in Los Angeles, but those attending the Sunday Emmys in downtown Los Angeles should report any suspicious activity. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.